Thanks for joining us. I am Ibrahim Sani. Joining us online is Julian Gorman, the head of Asia Pacific for GSMA, dialing in from London. Julian, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. It's a shame that we missed each other at MWC, but of course, I just want to learn a little bit more about the recap of MWC before we jump into our main conversation, which is going to be about the single wholesale network, especially how it's going to be rolled out in Malaysia. Julian.
Yeah, sure. Mobile World Congress this year was a fantastic step up from last year. It's really shown the desire for the industry to come together from around the world at Barcelona. You know, we had 88,500 people come together. And, you know, I think the diversity of the topics, the people, more than 50% of the people who attended were not from a traditional telco domain, which I think shows the interest of enterprise and government from around the world to really see how mobile industry is moving forward, how it's going to support transform digital economies around the world.
But you alluded to something very interesting there. It's not just about the network guys, it's not just about the telco, but of course the application people as well, trying to see how the applications are going to be used and applied, especially when it comes to 5G application. Do you feel that this is a start of a revolution where we can see a lot more organizations partake in the cost structure of this? Because telcos have been complaining that they have been burdened by the cost of development, but not necessarily the upside of it. Do you feel that these kind of companies that provide applications and internet companies must take the opportunity to actually subsidize in a way these infra costs?
Well, I think that is an ongoing discussion, obviously very strongly being led in the EU. But I think more the scale and the number of people and the diversity of people attending was more of an indication of seeing that we're moving into 5G, and 5G is around transforming industry and enterprise from around the world. And you're seeing people like Boeing, lots of automotive manufacturers, EV manufacturers, a greater diversity of industry coming together to see how mobile technology is going to transform the industry. You've got manufacturing, we had fintech, we had more than 190 delegations from governments around the world. That's the world record for us. And I think the interest in making sure that they're part of the global economy, especially emerging from COVID, which as we know boosted digitization of the economy from around the world, has just shown there's increased interest. And I would say it's almost like a renaissance in energy and enthusiasm that we saw at the event.
Of course, we need to also talk about the development of 5G and rollout in Malaysia per se. Single wholesale network has been discussed at length. I just want to learn more about GSMA's perspective on how the single wholesale network is being rolled out in the country and the progress so far.
Sure. So I think our new report that we put out today is really an indication that, 2 weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, Rwanda, which is one of the most high profile single wholesale networks in the 4G era, announced the end or the introduction of competition for their single wholesale network. Now that was 10 years into a 25 year license, is where they made the decision that they weren't getting the innovation, they weren't getting the penetration and adoption that they were seeking, and that bringing competition was a way to boost that and get them back on track. I think, 12 months ago, we're in the shadow of Mexico's single wholesale network going bankrupt. And so I think it's just another reference point to suggest that single wholesale networks are an opportunity to build a network for a country. But if you're looking to be a leader, if you're looking to be a leader in innovation, and especially in the 5G era, where it's all about enterprise transformation, and enterprises are looking for vertically integrated operators who can come and make sure that they're going to deliver a network that gives coverage in their enterprise location, I think it's just another indication that single wholesale networks carry a lot of risk for Malaysia being able to achieve its digital nation vision and being able to compete on a world stage for innovation and investment in the 5G era.
You were talking about single wholesale network carrying that kind of risk. Perhaps you can compare and contrast this with private network and how this differs and how this is being rolled out by many countries.
Sure. So I think need to also clarify here, private networks are, as in the mobile operators that you see in Malaysia, versus private networks, which is another topic which is seeing a big boost in the 5G era. And that's networks owned by enterprise. So 5G networks owned by enterprise. So talking about the mobile so the public networks, but privately owned. Competition, you know, in 5G is what we see in previous generations. So infrastructure competition is driving a lot of the innovation, and is bringing a lot of the investment in that innovation. I think, you know, we see compared to Malaysia, where it sits in the region, where in Singapore, you know, they introduced a third license to stimulate further innovation. You've got Thailand, which has had multiple licenses, which has driven Thailand population coverage over 80% and intense coverage in economic zones to drive enterprise transformation, manufacturing and hospitals. I think you see, you know, in Malaysia, you know, combination of uncertainty and it's also early days, rolling out and getting to 50% population and growing population coverage to 80 does give an indication to the market that, you know, Malaysia's serious operators in there investing in innovation, pushing the boundaries, engaging their enterprise customers. And that's what's still sitting on the sidelines in Malaysia, I think.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about the current progress of 5G development here in Malaysia. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Julian Gorman, joining us from London right now. He is the head of Asia Pacific of GSMA. Last week, we saw the Digital and Communications Minister, Fahmi Fadzil, saying that he will not, or he's urging private entities to stop lobbying for 5G spectrum allocations. He also says that we should allow for the government a rather wide berth to conclude its research and findings when it comes to the 5G spectrum allocation and the single wholesale network rollout. This is consistent with the Prime Minister's speech during budget presentation 2-3 weeks ago, talking about more scrutiny and transparency must be given to Digital National Berhad. How do you make sense of all these statements coming in from our policymakers?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, it is a tough process to going through the review and, you know, GSMA doesn't have access or visibility of the complexity of the relationships and contractual arrangements and things that would sit behind the full review. But I think we're here to say that, you know, from an industry point of view, you know, is a time and an opportunity to maybe take some of those big, bold steps like Rwanda did, you know, 10 years into its 25 license. And maybe now is the opportunity to take those steps. And, you know, from a GSMA point of view, last week in Barcelona, we signed an MOU with MDEC, which is around advancing 5G innovation and championing 5G innovation in Malaysia through competition and growth. And I mean, that's a demonstration of our commitment that whatever way the Malaysian government makes a decision to go forward, you know, it's about commitment and then working together to go forward in a positive direction. But, you know, this is an opportunity to maybe take some bold steps. They're going to set it up for a longer period, you know, in the 15 to 20 years, where Malaysia is going to be sitting at the intersection of four of the largest economies in the world with strong relationships with China and India and Indonesia, you know, who are all in their 5G, on their 5G paths. And Malaysia should be competing regionally for investment and innovation to not only serve domestic market, but also to export those countries. And I see that's maybe where some of the risks are for Malaysia at the moment is, you know, is it going to be a competitor for that innovation in 10 to 15 years?
So there is a new report by GSMA talking about the encouragement for governments to take bold steps to chart a path to 5G infrastructure competition. Basically, what you're trying to say is you might not be, or GSMA might not be of the favour of single wholesale network. Let's talk more about that. Where do you feel GSMA is going to move ahead or chart ahead when it comes to the 5G deployment in this country?
So we're strong advocates for, obviously, for maximising, I think, the innovation and attracting the investment so Malaysia can achieve its Digital Malaysia vision. GSMA is right behind the industry and right behind the government in trying to optimise and maximise Malaysia's position. And, of course, we'll support as we go forward with the decision that's made. As I say, we signed the MOU with MDEC as a signal of our commitment to helping the industry move forward and helping the digital economy move forward in Malaysia. And we look forward to the decision being made and then coming together and stepping forward.
Okay, we'll go for one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Julian Gorman of GSMA. Thanks very much for continuing on with us. I have with me Julian Gorman, the head of Asia Pacific of GSMA, joining us from London. Julian, let's do a quick take into what's going to happen in the next few months or even 1 or 2 years to come. Is it too little too late for us to unwind on the single wholesale network journey? Do you feel that a lot of investments have already been plonked in into DNB rolling out single wholesale network? Where do you see our 5G deployment in this country?
So I think, it's not possible for GSMA to see the details behind it, which the mobile operators and the government would be privy to. But what we can see is, you know, India launched 5G last year, at the end of last year. Indonesia is looking to announce 5G spectrum maybe later in this year. And we would say, you know, Malaysia's landscape or potential landscape for its 5G industry and economy is exploding and changing. And we'd like to make sure that Malaysia is in the best place possible, not only to serve its own market, but take advantage of its geographic position and compete for those innovation dollars and be, you know, a credible competitor at the front. I mean, we consider a lot of that investment and innovation is perhaps sitting on the sidelines, not only waiting for the decision, but also considering where it's going. I mean, if you think, I remember being in Langkawi in 2020, and there was lots of organizations there demonstrating innovation that they invested in private networks on the airports and hospitals and all sorts of things. That there is obviously innovation happening, and Ericsson is a global leader in technology. You can't dispute that. And it's a big player in the networks in India as well, and no doubt in Indonesia. But it's enabling an ecosystem that's willing to fail. If you think in the 4G generation, you know, 8 to 9 startups out of 10 probably failed. You need to get the ecosystem to that level that they're willing to push the boundaries to the point where they're going to fail, so that actually grows the ecosystem, grows the economy, and really explores what is possible with this technology. And remember, 5G is, you know, a new, and not just an incremental, it's a revolution in what it's going to do to enterprise. And you need people to come together across the value chain to transform the whole process of a business and transform an enterprise. It's not just about mobilizing. It's actually bringing together a whole value chain or a whole business process. And that challenge requires an even greater investment in innovation than maybe previous generations had. And that's where we figure that some of the ecosystem is sitting on the sidelines, waiting for a bit more certainty, and maybe considering where it puts that innovation, because, you know, there's lots of markets that Malaysia is competing now with for that innovation investment.
Okay, final word, Julian.
Well, I'm very passionate about in supporting Malaysia, and GSMA is as well. You know, we have Axiata as our board member there. We have strong members, and we think the potential for Malaysia is fantastic. I mean, Malaysia has great heritage, you know, and it's got strengths in drones, plantations, medical care, healthcare. You know, so there's plenty of opportunity for 5G to have a big impact in the Malaysian economy. And we'd like to see that the best framework is put in place to ensure that, you know, for years to come, not just the next 12 months or something or other, that for years to come, Malaysia is a leader and a potential leader in 5G innovation in the economy and really hitting that digital Malaysia vision.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That was Julian Gorman, the head of Asia Pacific of GSMA. We are going to continue on with the conversation of GSMA and 5G and our digital infrastructure in this country moving forward. We'll go for one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss with a diplomat, this time round from the US Embassy. We'll be right back after these messages.